Excellent. So, I sent you the agenda that was in the project document. I don't know if you got a chance to just have a look at it. Anyway, the meeting's going to follow more or less the same structure as last time. So we'll go around each of you in turn and you can give us presentations on what you've been up to. And at the end of that, we need to discuss what you've come up with so that we can make a decision on the key remote control concepts. So that's, we need to know about the components, properties, materials, user interface, and any trends that you might be an expert in watching.
Right.
Okay, do you want to start again?
Okay.
We've got 40 minutes.
So I haven't made a PowerPoint
We haven't made a
presentation.
PowerPoint.
Yeah, I thought I'll use the whiteboard instead.
Let's hope the pen holds up.
Okay, so basically I'll start off by I thought I'll use the whiteboard because we have so many different options. And what we can do is that we can start rubbing off the options that we do not require and putting in the options that are more highlighted, underlining them or something like that. Okay, so I'll start again with a brief introduction to connect that anyway. Brief introduction to the insides of a remote control, and then we can probably discuss the various components. Okay, so what you see here is this is the outside of the remote, right? If you open it, you have a circuit board here, right? And this is the chip that I was talking about last time. This basically sends information to a transistor here, which then sends the information to an LED device here. If you flip the printed circuit board, and this is the most important point here, everything else is kind of okay. So if you flip the circuit board, this is what it looks like. So you see, for example, a particular button attaches to a particular place on the PCB, and on pressing this button, a circuit completes. The information goes to the chip, which is somewhere here, and the chip then translates the code into an infrared radiation, which goes out through there. So the important point that I read over the website was that the configurations of these circuit boards are quite cheap to make. You can get them printed as you want to. So we can have a configuration irrespective of the cost, the way we want to have. Right. So that's the important point here. So these are the different options that we have. Okay. So the batteries. I'll start with the battery. So they can be simple, which is like the normal batteries in this house. These are the different kind of batteries that the company makes. So, and magnets.
Does that mean like a wind-up one?
Yeah.
A wind-up
I don't know if, even if you want to consider this, but these are the different things that the company makes. So
Okay.
they since they come internally from the company, they'll be cheaper for all the companies. So the third one is the kinetic energy one.
You can make the hand dynamo into an exercise bike, and then you put exercise balls watching TV
and charging your watch.
Yeah, and stop worrying about the whole RSI from the
It's a good option. The kinetic energy one is they're usually in modern watches. Since a hand keeps moving, it keeps the watch ticking. But I don't know if it is a good idea for a remote control because it will just lie there for a long while sometimes. As soon as you pick it up, it moves, and then again it recharges or something. And the fourth option is the solar cells, which are also made by the company, environment-friendly. Okay. So I'll list things, and then we can come back and discuss what we think from everybody's perspective. there are different cases that can be provided. They can be basically the shape of the cases. They can be flat, they can be curved with one-sided curved and one-sided flat, and they can be curved with on both the sides. These are three options.
You mean this would be like the shape of the remote control? Yeah.
Yeah, would it be flat on both the sides? Would it be curved from one side? And there are different kinds of supplements available, like tendon plastic, rubber, wood, or titanium.
Did you say wood?
Wood.
Yeah, you'll understand why I ever get to focus.
Oh, really? We can use even, so titanium is also used in the company to make some space design equipment. So it's kind of, it'll be probably nicer to use because it relates to the overall image of the company. But it cannot be used on a double curved surface. If you choose this, we cannot use titanium. But for these two, we can use titanium, wood, rubber, or plastic. Okay, the interface options now. So we can have push buttons like most remotes do, and our company is an expert in making push buttons. We can have scroll wheels like the ones on mouse pointer. So and they can even have an integrated push button inside the scrolling.
Okay.
So scroll plus push. So this is something that has been recently developed by the company in the last decade, so not too recent. And LCDs, we can have LCDs. These two are recent, and this is quite old. The various electronic options are this concerns first of all the chips. I showed you that. So there's a chip behind this one, right? The PCB is inexpensive, so we can put in whatever we want. But the various integrated circuit options are, we have either a simple one, or a regular, or advanced. And the price goes up as we go down, obviously. Okay, so the good thing about why we would want to use advanced, why we might want to use advanced is that LCDs can only come with the advanced chip. We need regular or advanced or scroll wheels. And the chip basically includes the infrared sender. Besides this, in under electronics, also the company has started making a sample sender, which they did not explain what it was. I'm guessing that so they have a sample sender and a sample speaker. So I'm guessing that the sample speaker is probably something like, as soon as you press a button, it gives you feedback, 1, 5, or whatever, on. I don't know whether simple sender has to do something with voice recognition or not, but anyway, so these are the different options that we have. Okay, so that's basically now I think that we can integrate, the user interface and the marketing things in that, keep taking out things from this and underlining things that are important.
Excellent. Do you want to stay somewhere near the board so that if we need to?
Yeah,
you
sure.
Can sit down, but just we might need to deliver. What are you in PowerPoint or?
I have some PowerPoint here.
his pens can give you cancer of the hand, some sort of radiation.
Oh, he's got some camera on there, isn't he? Chuck it in and see.
Yeah, I should feel.
Interface concept.
Okay, to be honest, actually, I mentioned some of the things which could fit under this talk. This time I mentioned them already in the previous talk.
That's fine.
So yeah, this time I might not have them on the slides, but I can just mention them all again. Okay. So I thought I would also include the definition of user interface. So it's the aspects of a computer system or program which can be seen by the user. And which the mechanisms that the user uses to control its operation and input data. So this would include things like shape and size and buttons and voice recognition as well, and color and so on. The method I employed this time was again having a look to related products and mainly on the internet, and then analyze them from the point of view of user friendliness and also whether their appearance was pleasant. And then this can help us to decide which features we want to incorporate in our product. So some findings. So in the case of many user interfaces, they are just so full of buttons that it's actually hard to find the ones you really want to use, and it's just confusing. It takes time to learn. Okay, and I thought I would just quickly show some of them that I found. Okay, some of them are here. Well, the picture is not very clear, but as you can see, there are actual. Oh. Sorry for that. Let's go back.
That's
no, please. Okay. So yeah, they're quite big and have many, many buttons. Actually, of all these, I personally prefer this one because it's the smallest and with least with the smallest number of buttons to have. And I would say even the appearance of some of them is kind of not so nice.
Okay. So let's carry on with this.
So other findings, some new things used. Some of them were mentioned already by our technical designer. Our own company has developed a new user interface. Oh wait, no, this is not the one. Okay, there's a we can include voice recognition, and it's possible to record 80 different voice samples. So this one was already mentioned, the LCD display.
Yeah.
Another new development is a scroll button, which was also already mentioned. And our own manufacturing division has designed a new programmable speech, a speaking unit, I guess it should be.
Yeah.
And this means that once it comes together with a voice recognition, but it's once the gadget recognizes the voice of the speaker, there can be a pre-programmed answer. For example, you can pick up the remote control and say something like hello, and it says hello and your name or whatever.
Yeah.
So I mean, this is also one of the new developments which we might consider if we wanted to.
Can you go back for a second? Are you sure what this means, the spinning wheel with the LCD display?
It's like the, like you said, no, the scroll.
No, the scroll button is a different thing. I have a picture, if you, just a moment, I'll show you. I wasn't completely sure myself, but I think it's just like, it's a wheel, it's like not separate buttons, like this one here.
Yeah,
but I'm not really sure whether you can really
turn it around, it's like
Yeah,
we press this or this.
It's the iPhone wheel kind of.
It's like where you know where you have your mouse and you go around it and it's kind of like that and you spin around and it
So instead of going down you just spin.
You just go around and it's a bit weird at first but it's actually very like fast. And like the wheels that click on the side you get much slower so it's quite good if you're like searching quite a lot of stuff. Do you know if you're looking if you're scrolling through the A to Z of your music and you're looking for something at T then it's a lot faster than the wheel but you've got a lot less control anyway.
So maybe I should include that here as well, the CDs, plus spinning.
Okay, and the personal preferences are pretty much the same as last time. It has to be small, simple. Okay, we decided to include voice recognition. So to have the standard major buttons like on off, the channels and then volume and then the rest will be menu on the screen. And I also thought if we want to keep it small and nice, and actually I quite like the idea of a scrolling button. I thought it could be for voice, like I don't know, like on like it used to be in Walkmans or something. There's I think there's no reason why we couldn't use something like this for the remote control. So yeah, that's it.
Excellent. Okay, straight to trainings and then we can discuss about that.
Okay, I've got the copy of the presentation in the
project documents.
Yeah.
Excellent. If you do prefer to do that, in case we need to be heard.
So what I did was to search the internet to come up with market trends and you know what users are going to be wanting in the near future. Now the first aspect is apparently twice as important as the second aspect, which is twice as important as the third aspect.
Okay.
So I mean the easy to use thing is fairly low down on there, which I think given the target group is what you would expect really. You know, people want something new, something technologically innovative and different, so the whole idea with the LCDs and the spinning and the colours and the voice recognition is quite the thing to go for. And yeah, it wants to look fancy looking feel.
Maybe as you're discussing things, is it okay if we just keep highlighting things there? Probably voice recognition is kind of important, right?
Maybe the LCD
and
skinning.
I have a point about LCD, I don't know if it is the right point to take up. LCDs are basically for feedback, right, to the user who is pressing buttons. And the feedback can come through the television itself, so do we need an LCD on the remote?
Depends how fast your television runs, really, don't you think? I even got one of those Telus boxes. And you put the number in the remote and then you wait and then it goes to the TV and then you wait and then it comes. So it actually takes quite a long time.
Right.
And if you get the number wrong then it's a bit of a pain. So I think, you know, a screen on the remote would probably cut down your time on that. But like remotes do tend to get thrown about a bit.
Right.
It is also quite nice though to have something here so you don't interrupt the picture on the screen. So if you're watching something.
That's true.
And if you could make it integrate with the TV then it could come up with your information about what's on. And you could just see that on the remote
rather than having to interrupt your view and your friend.
But I think maybe a way to do it would be a similar tiny of a mobile phone image, you have the sliding one and you have the flip one. And then the screen's protected so it doesn't actually get scratched. So you can have like what looks like a normal remote control in here. Or like a minimalist remote control. So you've got your buttons 1 to 9, you're on and off, and your volume on that. And then if you want to mess about with it, you flip it open and you know.
So we seem to have a consensus that LCDs are definitely the way to go
Yeah,
because of
so.
trial and
Yeah, so that kind of decides the whole chip thing.
Right.
Yeah.
You agree with
Yep,
that?
yep.
Yeah.
Right.
So
Okay.
LCDs. Okay.
Okay, apparently fruits and vegetables will be providing inspiration. Sorry, I've just got your chip up. So these will be an important feature for clothes, shoes and furniture. So, I mean, I'm taking this to mean, you know, carnivores. Do you know, because you don't tend to get fat vegetables,
Yeah, and
you
possibly
know.
even uneven,
Yeah,
that's
asymmetry
something,
and stuff. But that would be a good way to get in the whole RSI issue in there, because, I mean, if you think most people use a remote control with their right hands, and you want to carve it so that it's suitable for using the right hand. Yeah, I'm not quite sure about the relevance of the material will be spongy.
Something a bit squishy and
Yeah, but I
Yeah,
mean,
we
it'll be like a rubber,
we
isn't
have
it?
rubber, but there is a problem that I forgot to discuss with using.
I suppose you would get a remote, an electric shock off your remote control if it was made of rubber.
Yeah, and it would help if you drop it to protect it as well.
Yeah.
Sand it away.
So if we use latex cases, they won't allow us to use solar cells as an energy source, that is a constraint. So we could use titanium, wood, or plastic.
Or if we want to use the latex, then we have to go with one of the other
Because
Yeah,
made of rubber,
powders.
you could get the kinetic energy fairly easily, then you could just
Yeah,
bounce up and down. You could have it
as like a little ball to bounce on. Put your lips
Yeah.
open.
So
Probably double curved surface is the way to go.
Yeah.
Or curved at one end and flat on the top. Because I'm not sure if it is flat on both the sides, then how much easy would it be to reach for buttons, etc.
Yes, hence element of flatness. I think
Yeah.
it depends on the whole ergonomics of it. You know, it's like how you put your hands so it's the least movement,
Yeah,
basically.
single side curve or double side curve does not stay too much, does it?
Now, I
Right.
don't think it makes a lot of difference. I have one of those slidey frames, and I mean, the back is essentially straight, but it's curvy, so.
Yeah,
Besides, you
that's
have four
true.
I
sides to
think
things, so I mean, does
Yeah.
curved one side mean one side is straight?
You're right.
And, you know, curved two sides means the whole thing is just a big curvy fat thing.
Did it say anywhere in your research material about the sliding stuff? Because according to the information that I have, I think the only options that we have with the cases are these three. Either we have a flat surfaced case or a curved surface case. It does not say anything about whether technically, you know, this stuff is available at all.
Yeah, it's more about the protecting the LCD, which I
Right.
think is where it came from.
Yeah.
But no, my research didn't tell me anything, which is why we have all the pictures, because I have nothing
Right.
better to do with my time. Okay, cool.
Anything else? I forgot.
Combine style with a level of functionality. Beauty and practicality. Same thing, beauty and function.
Okay.
Okay.
So, looking at what we've got, we want an LCD display with a spindle wheel.
Let's try to rub off
Yeah,
things
rub off
and
some of
yeah.
those.
So, hand dynamos are definitely out, right? You have
Yeah,
a hand here.
it's
Yeah.
not, that's not streamlined and sexy, having a wind up.
Kinetic energy does seem to have some kind of
I think
appeal, but
Because that's a practicality, really, isn't it?
yeah.
You know?
As against
I
a watch
think
which constantly keeps moving, this thing will have to be tapped every time, which might be very frustrating for the user.
Depends how much
Kinetic
movement it really
energy
needs.
needs. I don't have much
Presumably,
kinetic
if they're
energy.
suggesting it, then we could use it.
Okay, let's keep it off
I'd
then.
keep
Okay,
it on.
yeah. The flat, completely flat case is definitely out,
We don't
right?
want
It
that.
has to be
Yeah,
at least
yeah.
curved from
Not
that side.
approachable.
Okay, we still have all the options. Wood, do you think wood
No,
will be
wood
viable?
is. I can't. How do you. I mean, you can't keep it really small. You can't make it like thin and.
Right.
The whole thing, because you need to put all the technology in, so if the case you add the case and
Yeah, if it isn't
it
really
becomes a bit bulky,
thin.
but
If it isn't really thin it's likely to break. It's much more
Yeah, and given that we're looking at more spongy material preferences, I would think maybe rubber or plastic
really.
Is more.
Well, it's not retainable either.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's not a practical, I mean it's right for a table but for remote control you need.
Yeah.
And splinters and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't make any sense, I think.
Right.
No, I'm paying the case for remote control not really.
Yeah.
Okay, now for the really interesting stuff, the interface.
Yeah.
Right, so the push buttons is our expertise in the industry, but it seems to be out of trend, nobody's
Yeah,
but
have some push buttons.
I think for the canal channel numbers it's too enabled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
So for channel numbers.
If we have LCD displays, that opens up a whole world, if you have an LCD display. And you can
but
select almost everything on the
yeah,
LCD display.
Yeah, but I think the LCD display is kind of it's faster. When we discussed that we might like to keep things open, things.
Yeah.
I mean, you can use it as a normal remote control.
Okay.
But if you do want to use LCD, then you flip it open. But it's more time consuming.
I think this is going back to the graph at the beginning that I made, where the buttons that people use all the time. You want buttons for them.
Right.
Yeah,
and everything else.
Yeah,
many do.
So in the buttons we have for the channels also we have options. Do we enumerate everything from 0 to 9 or do we have just channel plus, channel minus? Just
we definitely need the numbers because
okay.
it's otherwise people don't want to flip through all the channels.
Yeah,
do we need them as
buttons
or do we need them as LCD?
On the LCD we can,
I would say
buttons
because
it's, the thing is, so if someone just wants to turn on the TV and put on a channel, then it should be easier to use than any other remote. And then if someone wants to, change the contrast on their TV, and they should be able to do that and it should be accessible. But, most of the time, there's a limit to how much the biggest technology you can spend fiddling with the TV.
Yeah.
I think is the issue there.
Okay. So buttons definitely, but shall we try to draw our?
I think that's what you guys are going to do next.
Okay.
So if we put down the key.
Okay.
Okay.
So
things
components.
That
so
we want.
What about the scrolling?
Yeah, but I'm not completely clear. About the spinning wheel. So I think it doesn't make sense to have both like a scrolling and spinning thing. You cannot include everything in a spinning if you
just spinning and not scrolling. I would say
that the spinning goes at higher speed to the scrolling wheel, so you have to decide whether you want to be going too fast or not. But the thing with this whole, if you're planning on making it out of rubber on the basis that it's spongy, then I'm not sure how a scrolling wheel would work.
But if you've got
if you've got
a flip thing, effectively it's something that's curved on one side and flat on the other side, but you're folding it in half.
Your spinning wheel tends to go to one side.
It'd be on one side.
I'm not sure it would be a good idea to construct the whole thing out of rubber.
I think the
case would
be
rubber,
the
edges, just the edges covered by rubber or something like that, everything else in plastic or even titanium.
Or maybe interchangeable cases, because I know, we're going back to iPods again, the whole spinning wheel, but I have obviously my iPod's not made of rubber, and then I have a little rubber case that goes over the top of it, and I can change the colour, theoretically, to match my outfit.
Okay, so that gives us a more trendy look as well.
Yeah, I think the spinning wheel is definitely very now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we're going more for the trends than for the usability anyway.
That's right,
yeah.
That's what
they're
after.
So, drop that out. And colors can be provided with the case rather than, but we still need to think about the color of our remote as such.
It was a requirement that we use the colors of our company, so would it be like yellow, grey and black or something?
I guess.
That doesn't fit in with the whole vegetable theme, really.
Bananas.
bananas, yellow.
Yeah, I mean, do you think we could incorporate the colours of the company into the buttons and then make the colour the main remote, the colour like vegetable colour, you know? So
yeah.
You could have like, I mean, I suppose vegetable colours would be orange and green and some reds and maybe purple and that, and then you pick the buttons and company colours to match them.
Okay, if you go over to rent credit surface, since we are having LCDs there, there's no way that we'll be able to. What we do need to consider, however, is that the price is going up with every such thing that we are considering. But since LCDs seems to be a definite yes, so it seems to be one area where we would want to spend. So I'll drop off the other two.
So are we discounting solar energy because rubber is going to be used in there somewhere, or
that was the?
Well, so the constraint was.
We can't have solar panels with rubber.
So.
Okay, so we lose that, I think.
Should we go for, if we're going to rubber, we can put on as our case, and then.
And the buttons as well, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
we've got five more minutes.
We'll have using simple battery will be a safer option as compared to the kinetic energy one. I mean, although it does seem interesting, but it doesn't hold any advantages as such.
Yeah, it's just a gimmick.
Okay, so we understand this better now that the speaker is for the feedback, right? It says the things that you type in or something like that.
Yeah.
So
I think if we can include them at not too much extra cost, then I'd put them in. But
we don't have too much information about it.
Yeah, but I think it should be quite cheap because it's from a web
it's
company.
From the company.
Yeah. Okay.
So
this is in as well then.
Yeah.
So
and the case is curved on one side but then
flat on the top.
Flat, so it's flipped into each other.
Okay.
Nice little
ICS, integrated circuits.
Okay. So it's advanced integrated circuits?
Yeah. Oh, no. We're definitely going in for voice recognition as well as LCDs.
Yeah. So we've basically worked out that we're going with a simple battery, the advanced chip, and a curved on one side case which is folded in on itself, made out of rubber, and buttons are also rubber. We're having push buttons on the outside, and then on the inside an LCD with spinning wheel, and we're incorporating voice recognition. Horrible concept, and it's going to look sort of vegetal and be in bright vegetable colours.
Mm-hmm. So, would we have the spinning wheel inside with the LCD, or would it be on the outer?
Might as well be inside.
Okay.
So, actually, that could like really cut down the thing. So, you've got your outside, which is like minimalist, and then you open it up, and you've got a screen and a spinning wheel, which you can incorporate buttons into. You've still not got like a lot of stuff in there. You've maybe got, you know, like if you're modelling on an iPod, you've got five buttons and a wheel, and four of the buttons are in the wheel, and the other ones are a little bit inside the wheel.
Sure. Okay, so now we've got 30 minutes before our next meeting. the user interface designer will work on the user interface design, and the marketing expert is going to work on product evaluation. And as well as that, the two designers are going to work together on our prototype following those instructions that we've just come up with using modeling the flame, and you just get extra instructions from your personal coach. Is that all okay? And anyone who hasn't put their presentation in the project documents folder, it would be good just so in case we have to refer to it.
Shall I move away first, or shall I stay here?
I don't know, maybe I would carry.